This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It seems that just about every day this summer, we've talked about record price oil. So here's something unusual. The price of oil dipped today, down nearly $4 a barrel. Still, there's no relief in sight for Americans trying to cut down on energy costs.
We're going to hear now about three experiments in Utah, Ohio, and Tennessee, all efforts to spend less on energy and perhaps clean up the air in the process. We began with Jenny Brundine of member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Utah.
One of the best things about commuting to work in Utah is the close-up view of pristine snow-capped mountains. But that view lately has been sullied by the brown tinge of smog. And not only does the commute pollute, these days high fuel prices are burning a big hole in drivers' wallets and in the state budget. Costs to heat and cool the state's office buildings have jumped in the last 4 years nearly 25%.
We have therefore decided that it's in the interest of our state to go to a 4-10 work week.
Last week, Governor John Huntsman announced that 23,000 state workers will shift to 4 10-hour workdays. It's the first mandatory statewide pilot program in the nation, though West Virginia and Oklahoma lawmakers are looking into similar initiatives. Shutting down 1,000 buildings on Fridays will save Utah $3 million a year. Public universities and schools, state courts, and prisons are exempt. For the rest of state workers, the proposal came as a bit of a shock.
Employees either love this or they don't.
Audrey Wood is the executive director of the Utah Public Employees Association. In a survey, three-quarters support the change, though many are still unsure about how it will impact their families. One-quarter were opposed. Will there be bus service? What about workers who have night school and second jobs? And most of all, children.
And then I just thought, how am I going to do this with my child? I don't have a spouse to help me out with the, you know, picking up the slack on getting dinner started, getting homework started.
When Sonia Smith, a single mom, found out, she first felt fear, then excitement over the prospect of a 3-day weekend. And she'll miss going to her son's soccer and baseball games. Smith looks wistful when asked how she feels about it.
Well, honestly, I've never missed a game, so I don't know.
Most workers were reluctant or refused to talk, afraid of losing their jobs, they said. And among some, there's resentment. One woman even commented that the governor doesn't have to worry about who's watching out for his kids when they get out of school. But nearby, at the state capitol cafeteria at lunchtime, this group of workers talks about what they'll do on their day off.
Yoga. Probably sleep in.
Yoga, yeah.
Yoga, gardening, and cooking are popular options. They call the work week change progressive and cutting edge. Billy King.
4-10s will work for me in every way. I'll just have to go to bed earlier.
And some joked a few more Diet Cokes might be in order to pace themselves through a 10-hour day. The change takes place August 4th. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.